And we'll have more music for you on BBC World Service later today at 14:30 in Anything Goes. You can hear the delights of Roy Fox and his band, also Don McLean, and music from Les Mystères des Voix Bulgares. This is London. With news of the Allied land offensive having been launched and British troops now in action, Her Majesty the Queen has recorded a message to the nation and to British forces in the Gulf. The Queen's message follows shortly, after the Greenwich time signal for midday. It's 12 hours Greenwich Mean Time. BBC World Service. Her Majesty the Queen.
As a nation, we are rightly proud of our armed forces. That pride has been fully justified by their conduct in the Gulf War so far. As they, with our allies, face a fresh and yet sterner challenge, I hope that we can unite in praying that their success will be as swift as it is certain, and that it may be achieved with as small a cost in human life and suffering as possible. Then may the true reward of their courage be granted, a just and lasting peace.
That was Her Majesty the Queen with a message to the nation. Her message can be heard again at 17 hours Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service. The news, read by Murray Holgate. The multinational force in the Gulf has launched its long-awaited land offensive against Iraqi forces. A news blackout has been imposed on the operation, but reports are emerging of coalition advances into Kuwait and Iraq. Allied military sources speak of many Iraqis surrendering, but an Iraqi communique said the Allied assault had failed totally. President Bush has spoken of his hopes for a swift end to the war, while President Saddam Hussein has called on his troops to fight to the death.